Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers, my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely yet rainy island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you amidst the time of, you know, a little bit of reflection with you know, some recent things that have taken place here, and just, you know, the passing of people that are close to us. You know, it always, there's something in the book of Ecclesiastes that says it's better to be in the house of mourning than in the house of feasting. And there's a reason for that, because when you are in the house of mourning, you get your perspective again. You understand the finiteness of life. You understand the reality and the fact that all of us truly are passing through. And whether your life is long or short by the standards of the world and timing, it's still very quick. And when it's over, that's it. You and I leave this place. We're done with all that this life could have been, all that this life had the potential to be, all the decisions and the choices that we could have made. All of those are finished when you take your last breath. And that being the case, every breath that you take is one breath closer to your last. You have to remember that. Every day that you are alive is one day closer to you leaving this life. And on one side, if you know Christ, that's not a scary thing. That's not a dreadful thing. It's just a sobering reality, so that you know that the time that you're here needs to be used wisely. The time that you're here needs to be used in step with the Spirit of God. Because otherwise, your time is wasted. Your life is wasted. Your existence was a waste. There's a lot of people whose life and existence was a waste. Their time here didn't mean anything. Their pursuit was themselves and their pleasures and their own power. You know, the thing of the world is, very quickly when people leave this life, they're very quickly replaced in the world, because the world just keeps going. There are cogs in the wheel and the world just continues to move forward, you know. But the thing is when it comes to eternity, you know, every one of us is unique. Every one of us has gifts and callings and talents and skills and abilities. And in the Spirit, you know, we've been made and marked for Him. And your life leaves an impact. It leaves an eternal ripple that goes on and carries forward. And it is part of God's divine purpose being unfolded in the earth and in and through you. But, you know, yeah, it's life here is not easy, all right? But God did keep it simple. It's not easy because I know that, you know, a lot of cases here, you know, we feel the pain. We feel the struggle. We feel the, just all of the lost hopes and dreams that people face, all of the sadness that people experience while they're here in a world that's full of death. Whereas God desires that we would live joy-filled lives. But the joy that comes from Him is, it's a deep flow from His Spirit. And it's not based on, you know, the external circumstances being in or not in our favor, because that's the way the world is typically geared, is, you know, wanting to have everything geared in somebody's favor, and that's not what life is. You know, life has seasons. Life has times where things are nice, and then other times where things just, they hurt. You know, you hurt. You feel it. You feel the pain of this life and this existence. You feel the pain of dreams that you had that just, you know, don't get fulfilled. Hopes that you had that seem to just get dashed against the ground. Promises that you were expecting, and then yet, they just didn't happen. You know, this life and this world is full of that. And people exchange their dreams for, you know, kind of just getting by, kind of just getting along. They just say, okay, you know, here's something that works. Here's my place. I'm okay with it. And they just go along. They just go along with that. They don't really expect anything more out of themselves. They don't expect anything more out of life. They're sort of given up. The whole Moses on the backside of the desert with a bunch of sheep, just tending them, he just sort of just gave up. He's like, all right, this is it. All the dreams and the hopes and everything that I had, it's sort of done, and now this is what I've got. But when God meets you, when God touches your life, you know, He has a way of restoring, and He has a way of putting those things back into His plan and His perspective. He has a way of putting those things into motion again, but not something that you would do, something that He would flow through you. Don't give up on your hopes and dreams. Friends, don't give up on your hopes and dreams. If it doesn't seem like something's happening, just put it on the shelf, put it before God, and just, you know, wait patiently on Him, because sometimes it just needs a little bit of time. Sometimes there is something that He has for you to do, and if that's the case, you do that. But otherwise, with the things that we go through, sometimes they just need to be Him saying, all right, this is it. This is the time I'm going to do this. But otherwise, you know, I've kind of realized this more and more as time has gone on. You're not going to force anything. You know, if it's not God's timing for something, it's not going to happen. You can try, you can try to push, you can try to... But if God is not in something, it's just not going to happen. And no amount of whining and complaining and trying to bribe and trying to do all these different things to make something out, it's not going to happen. If you are a child of God's, He's certain things you just say, all right, yes, and all right, no. And when He says no, that's it. So, you know, I know life here is tough. I know it can be a sad day for a lot of you, especially when, you know, you realize the finiteness of this life and this world. Why do you think God said in His Word that He would wipe away every tear? It's because you and I will have been crying a lot. You know, I mean, we will have cried a lot living and moving through this life. If you've lived an authentic life, if you've lived a life walking with Him, seeking His will, seeking His plan, seeking His purpose, if you've actually sought to be His and have trusted Him, you will have experienced a lot of pain. And you will know what pain is. God's children face that. We experience that. It's not nice. No, it's not nice. But it's also part of what refines us. It's also part of what quickens us. It's also part of what brings a soberness to the lives that we live. It brings a something real to us, something genuine to us. You know, many times people that have been coddled their whole life and protected their whole life and just not gone through anything, they're very superficial. And, you know, they can't, the depth of character that's necessary to actually be somebody that makes a difference in this life and in this world, they don't have that. They're too shallow to be able to make an impact. Too shallow to be able to make a change. Nothing's there. But God has put something in you. And this is why you face pain. This is why you face persecution. This is why you struggle to live in this world. It's because the seed of the living God is inside of you, growing. God is growing within you. And His life that is within, His breath that has been breathed into you, all that is there, it is part of the reason why the world attacks you. It's part of the reason why the world comes after you. It's part of the reason why you and I struggle. But it's okay, because that's all part of the birthing process. And there's an appreciation that you and I have as a result of the things that we go through. There's an appreciation that we have for who it is that we are in Christ. You know, you and I, we need to go through some things. I've said it before. We need to. That's. I know we wouldn't choose it. We wouldn't choose it in and of ourselves. I know that. But once you've gone through, you wouldn't trade it either. And this is the case for everyone that I know. Once they've actually gone through and come to the other side, as difficult and as trying as all of that is, those experiences that they've gone through, they've realized the value of life lessons that they've had. And they wouldn't trade them because they know the value of what those have been. They know the difference that those have made in their lives. They know the blessing that they've actually been to actually go through some stuff and learn. You know, it's worth it to learn under God's hand. It's worth it to learn under God's hand. It's worth it to learn the lessons that He would desire to teach you. It's worth it to go that hard route. Because that hard route is what makes us what He wants us to be. It's not the easy way. The easy way is... the easy way, when somebody chooses the easy way, you don't realize it until later, but you lack the substance necessary. You don't realize it until you've been put to the test, put to the fire, that you're not ready. The wise man digs deep. The house that's built on the sand versus the house that's built on the rock, and how the two of them respond to the storm. They both might look like nice houses, but one has a foundation and one doesn't. You know, you want to be the person that has that foundation. And God will build that into you, but it happens under His hand. And, you know, when you realize how short this life is, and the passing of people around us is always a good reminder of that too. Because, you know, yeah, we weep and for those that leave, but also realize, hey, you and I are not too far behind. You and I are not too far behind. We don't have that much more time before it's our turn as well. And when you leave this life, you want to leave this life in connection with your Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to leave this life in connection with Him, walking with the Father, knowing Him, and about His purposes, about His plan, about that which He has for us. You want to leave this life the right way, ready for that which is next. Not sorrowful and fearful like so many people do. No, you want to leave this life with joy in your heart, having lived an abundant life while you were here, and then go from this life on into the next with eager anticipation as you continue on an adventure with your Creator that never ends. You know, the adventure that we have with the living God never ends. You know, we go on from this life into the next, into a beautiful reality. And God, all the things that vex our spirits during this time, where the wheat and the tares grow together, look, there's a separation that takes place, and God will do it Himself. He will separate the wheat from the tares. So, you know, the tares, they go into the fire, they're removed. So you don't have to worry. God will do that. But in this season, in this time, we do grow together. And because we grow together during this time, you should use this window accordingly and let God use you for a witness and a challenge to the sins and to the devil and to this world that needs to know there's another way. And they work very hard to block people from saying that, to block people from showing that, to block people from living that. But there is another way. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And there's a way that has been laid down by the living God. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The end of the ways of Jesus Christ are life. The way that seems right unto man, the end of it is death. The way laid out by Jesus Christ, He is the way, the truth, and the life. So the way that's laid out by Jesus is life. So in that way, in that life, be blessed. Be encouraged. Know that God is watching out for you, and God is carrying you even as you seek Him and as you seek His face. Ah. Life is going to be all right. It's all right. You're going to be all right. So with that, hey, just know we love you guys. God bless you. Just a quick word, just to encourage your hearts. And just to keep the main things, people. You know, focus on that which you need to actually focus on, and that which you really need to keep at the forefront. Don't worry about the small stuff. It doesn't matter that much. Just make a decision, go with it, and trust God. He's always in control. All right. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. We always appreciate hearing from you, knowing how you're doing. And we appreciate the interaction. So it's a blessing to our hearts. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.